NASA today unveiled the first dramatic images from a major new space telescope. This infrared observatory reveals features in the hearts of galaxies that until now have been hidden in shrouds of dust. The new instrument was christened today the Spitzer Space Telescope after the late Lyman Spitzer, Jr. He was a titan of 20th century astronomy and the first to advocate putting telescopes in space. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Hubble is the most famous of the space telescopes, but it is just one of four great observatories that NASA planned. Those include the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory, the Chandra X-ray Observatory, and now the last of these, the Spitzer Space Telescope, previously known as SIRTIF. Project scientist Michael Warner says this one opens up a view beyond where our eyes can see. This infrared radiation shows up as differences in temperature. To explain this at a news conference, Warner showed an infrared photo of a dog. This false color image looked more like an Andy Warhol in pinks and yellows. Those colors represent subtle temperature variations.
You notice that his eyes, his mouth, and his ears are warm because they're closer to his blood and closer to the skin. The places where the fur is particularly thick are colder because they're further away from the interior heat of the dog. And since he is a proper dog, he does have a cold nose. So things do look different in the visible than in the infrared.
The wonderful feature of infrared light is that it can shine from clouds of dust billions of light years away, and the light can also pass through that dust. So an infrared telescope can see objects and places that are invisible to an ordinary telescope. Giovanni Fazio from the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics says this is a huge step forward for astronomy.
The Spitzer Space Telescope allows us to dissect a galaxy into its component parts, just like a kid in the biology lab is dissecting a frog. This is something we have never been able to do before.
And the first results revealed today are dazzling. Fazio showed crisp images that displayed the innards of a spiral-armed galaxy in the Big Dipper. They revealed vast clouds of dust deep inside this galaxy. The telescope can also make chemical diagnostics across the universe, so astronomers were able to identify that dust as being rich in complex carbon-based molecules called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons.
Here is a vial of this dust. It's everywhere on the Earth. It's in the black part of your burnt toast and the grit on your grill. But what most amazingly is, it's all over that galaxy. All over the surface of that galaxy, M81, which is 12 million light years away. Great.
The Spitzer telescope is unique in that it is not actually in orbit around the Earth. It's trailing behind us as we orbit the Sun, Warner says, like a faithful puppy. It's currently more than 20 times farther away than the Moon. That keeps it extra cold, a necessity for this kind of telescope, and it gives it a better view of the heavens. But even out in the bitter cold of space, the telescope's instruments still need to be cooled, so it carries about 100 gallons of liquid helium. That supply should last about 5 years, so these pictures should be just the beginning of a productive career for the Spitzer Space Telescope. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.